Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be taking a drive to Moab here on KOAL. We bring you Emory Sport and Basketball, big region game. The Emory boys team will be on the road taking on the Grand Red Devils. And if you take a look at the Region 15 standings right now, I mean, this is a highly, highly important contest. Emory at 2-2, still in fine shape to potentially grab a Region 15 championship based off what happened last week when Grand defeated South Sevier. Everyone is kind of beating everyone at this particular time of the season. Emory will look to bounce back from a loss Friday on the road against Manti. And joining us right now to talk about that and tomorrow night's game, we have head coach Todd Jeffs over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you for taking out the time to join us.
Well, it's always good to be here, Jordan.
Coach, we'll start by talking about the game this past Friday. The Manti Templars. We know it's a tough basketball team. We knew it was going to be a tough outing. Unfortunately, we could never really figure out the press in that contest, and ultimately it resulted in a loss. I think it's really that simple, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And from a coaching standpoint, I was really frustrated because we weren't executing anything that we had practiced against that press. We kept getting bunched up on one half of the floor and really playing into what they were trying to do. We didn't spread the floor. We didn't run anybody into the middle of the court, and that's two things that we were trying to, we had practiced and we were trying to execute. Our guys just kind of got the deer in the headlights look and got back on their heels and didn't do it, and we paid for it.
In this game, Coach, Manti gets out to a quick start. It was something like 12-2 right off of the bat. You guys settled down. Kaisen Stilson got to the rack a couple of times, and before you know it, it was a 12-10 ball game. And I thought that, okay, you guys have figured it out. You settled down. You kind of withstood that first blow on the road. Then after that, Manti really took control for about the next 7 minutes. And after that, it was a fairly even game. But there was about a seven-minute span between the first and second quarters in which this thing kind of got out of hand.
Well, it really did. The big thing there was our turnovers. I think we probably had 10 or 12 possessions in that time you're talking about, and I think we probably only got two shots up in those times. And, it's just difficult to play that way. It's impossible to play that way, not getting any shots. And so it just really, really hurt our attack plan and everything about it when you turn the ball over that much and they're shooting layups and you're not getting shots.
Yeah, and there were even times in this game where you guys really did find some sort of rhythm offensively. Kaisen Stilson was pretty good in this game, Coach. Despite the loss, I think he finished with 25 points.
Yeah, I thought he really did a nice job. I thought he got to the basket a little bit and did some nice things there. But the one thing the last two games that he's really picked up on is offensive rebounding. He's so wiry and so tough to block out that when he's got a nose to go rebound the ball offensively, he's getting us 3 points. And so I think he got us, 10 or 12 points just off his tenacity there.
Yeah, Coach, when we talk about a young team, I mean, it's obviously difficult to go on the road for a young team, especially in some of the places that we have to go this year. I mean, Grand is going to be a very tough game. South Sevier, you got to go to Monroe. That's a tough place to play. And then you look at Manti. I mean, it's never an easy place to play as well. When you have a young team and things start going wrong in the manner that it did on Friday night, how difficult is it from a coaching perspective to keep the kids from holding their heads? Because at times, I think it kind of got to that point.
It really got to us. We addressed that last night in practice. It was really obvious, and we've got, like you said, a young bunch, but it's so frustrating because as well as we shoot the ball, a 10 or a 12-point deficit is nothing. That's three or four trips up the floor. But I think our guys look at the scoreboard and say, holy cow, we're down 15 or 20 points, and we hang our head and play with a low level of confidence, and we just shoot ourselves in the foot. It's worked the other way in our advantage a few games. I think Grantsville, we came out and really punched them in the mouth early and got up 10, and all of a sudden we're confident and we're moving the ball and we're shooting the ball well. And I think North St. Pete was a game very similar to that, where we just we got up and our confidence level rises. And that's something that we talk about in practice, and we're trying to make improvements where our guys are, you know, being a little bit more consistent and not letting the sport dictate our attitude and our demeanor. And I think, you know, with a young team, it's to be expected a little bit. But at this point in the season, you know, there's no young teams. Even though you might be playing sophomores and juniors, I mean, they've got 14, 15 games under their belt. It's time now to step up and perform a little more consistently. And I think that's something that we've got to do.
At one point in time in the season, Coach Tyler Butler was leading the state in three-point shots. And when you get into region play, I mean, you guys are well-scouted. Every team is well-scouted by this point, especially when you get to that second go-around. Everyone is pretty familiar.
You know, it's tough for him to get his shot off at times. His foot speed's not great. But, you know, the one thing that, and I've talked to him and our team about it, is that they have to guard him. And usually they're guarding him with a bigger guy. That pulls a bigger guy away from the basket. That should allow some bigger driving lanes for our other players and bigger kickouts. And, you know, we shouldn't be that easy to defend. We've got four or five guys that can just drill it. And, you know, they can't stay out on everybody and cover the driving lanes, because we've got a couple of guys who are pretty special getting to the basket as well. And so we got a good combination of offense. It's just, when we turn the ball over 24 times like we did against Manti, we just don't give ourselves a chance.
Is Kyson the biggest beneficiary of Tyler bringing a big man on the outside and opening up that driving lane? Has he been the biggest, I guess, the one that it's affected the most?
Well, he has been, you know, and I think Brax should take advantage of that a little more than he does. I think sometimes he gives his guy a move and shakes him and then just doesn't capitalize at the basket like he should. He's gotten some of those shots and missed a bunch of them, but, you know, he's young, but he's learning, and we just got to take advantage of some of those open spots in the middle. And tomorrow night against Grant, that's something that, you know, they're going to give us. They're going to, you know, they're really physical and they're really strong on the perimeter, but once you break through that perimeter defense, it should be, you know, some good sailing towards the basket. And so we've got to take advantage of it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan Boys basketball team. Coach, let's talk about tomorrow's contest against the Grand Red Devils. This is a team that beat South Sevier. This is a team that's had a lot of success. They've won their last three games, two of which have been at home. The other one was a non-region game against Monticello. But this is a pretty good basketball team. And you and I talked a bit off of the cuff about how tight this region is right now. You guys are at 2-2, just a game behind South Sevier for first place. Puts a lot of emphasis on this game tomorrow for Grand. I mean, it's huge. According to the standings.
Oh, it really is, you know, and like you talked about, our region's full of gyms that are tough to play in, Manti being one of them. Grand is right behind that, and then San Juan is a tough place to play. South Sevier is a tough place to play. You know, Richfield, who can't seem to find a win, and that's always been a tough place to play. And so, you know, we've got a young team, and we got to take them into Moab tomorrow night, and hopefully Moab's feeling pretty good about themselves after beating South Sevier, and you know, maybe they're thinking that all they got to do is show up to win, and they're kind of ripe for the picking. But we got to go do it. We got to go, you know, get off to a good start. I think the games that we've really struggled in the first quarter and gotten ourselves down, and we've got to do a better job of getting ready to play. And then we've got to, you know, obviously take care of the ball, which I don't think we'll see as much full court pressure, but that doesn't always mean that it's just a night off. We got to do a good job with the ball and get to the basket, make good reads, and then get some of those kick-out threes that we really like.
And typically, this is the last game of the year, or at least it has been traditionally over the last couple of seasons. We travel to Grand right at the end of the season. This year, a little bit earlier, but at the same time, it's such a tough place to play. For someone who's never been in the Grand Gym, I mean, really, the crowd sits right on top of the court. It's very loud. It's very small. And it's a tough place to play.
It really is. And you know, they do a good job of getting their community out and their student body out. They support that team really well. And it's quite a boisterous atmosphere, and you know, we've got a young team that's got to go down and play through some of that stuff and just, you know, man up a little bit, and that's what we're hoping happens tomorrow night.
Yeah, they play a very different style of ball. I mean, you can't really compare it to what we saw from South Sevier, although, Coach, they have put up lots of points this season as well. They have four kids averaging double figures.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see that. They're all kind of different type of players, you know. I think you've got the Schultz kid that's just kind of a banger, and he really gets his points from offensive rebounds. And the number 34, I can't think of his name, Hoffenstance or something like that. He's a post kid that can rebound, but he can also play with his back to the basket. And then they've got a couple of three-point shooters that are definite threats, Williams and Ward. And so it's, you know, they've got a good balanced attack, and they play their butts off. They just really get after it. You know, they're physical, they're strong, and they get up and down. And, you know, it's something that we just got to go down and play our game and slow them down as much as we can on defense, and then get our open shots and get back to what we're doing with the ball moving and catching those inside-out threes and shooting some of those.
From a mental standpoint, Coach, when you have a young team, how important is it to get off to a quick start in a game, like the first 5 minutes of a contest, or does that matter with a young team?
Well, it really matters with our team. I think that's something that we've tried to address in practice is we can't let the score dictate our attitudes, and that's what we've been doing. You know, when we come out and hit two or three threes early and we got things rolling, all of a sudden we're a pretty tough team to stop. And on the other hand, when the other team does that to us, we're really easy to stop. And so it's just it's kind of frustrating to deal with because so much of our attitude has been dictated by the game situation, and we've got to overcome that a little bit.
Well, Coach, definitely looking forward to the game tomorrow night against Grand. Again, thank you for taking out the time, and we'll see you down there in Moab.
Yeah, should be fun.
Definitely. It's one of those games, Coach, one of those environments that you always look forward to watching high school basketball. And you go back to the game last year, that was as close to a state championship-type atmosphere and intensity level as I've seen outside of an Emory-Carbon game.
Oh, I agree. You know, it's fun to be a part of those games, and our guys hopefully will be up to the task tomorrow night.
Let's hope. Coach, as always, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jordan, and thanks for all you do for us.
As always, Coach, it's my pleasure. That's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan boys basketball team breaking down tomorrow night's matchup. And, of course, you'll be able to listen to it live right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. You can also stream it at castlecountryradio.com. Get the live audio wherever you're at. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to talk NBA basketball. There were some fireworks last night. If you didn't stay up to watch it, the Clippers and the Rockets. Yeah, we talked a bit about this during the intro, but a lot of fun for a regular season game, to say the least. That's coming up next when we return.